Pathogenic variants are often characterized based on their effect on the protein. In this recording, each of the following categories will be considered using clinical examples. But let's first define each of these categories. Loss of function mutations are the most common mutation found and are associated with a reduction or complete loss of one or more functions of a protein. This type of mutation is most commonly associated with autosomal recessive conditions. Conversely, gain-of-function mutations are associated with an increase in one or more of the normal functions of a protein and are commonly found in autosomal dominant conditions. In novel property mutations, a pathogenic variant confers a new property on the protein. Contrast this with a gain-of-function mutation. Pathogenic variants can also result in inappropriate gene expression, which can either be heterochronic, i.e. at the wrong time, or ectopic, i.e. in the wrong place. Dominant negative mutations arise when a pathogenic variant or the effect of the variant disrupts the function of the wild-type allele in the same cell. And lastly, dynamic mutations are unstable mutations caused by expansions of simple nucleotide repeat sequences.